At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Literacy experts gathered in Fort Worth yesterday to talk about getting younger kids to read and getting their parents involved. Arcelle Leon oversees literacy efforts for the Fort Worth School District. She said research shows benefits for kids who read every day.
Students who read 20 minutes a day tend to score in the 90th percentile of standardized tests by third grade. So imagine the impact that we can make if we continue that momentum throughout those two critical summer months where kids aren't going to school every day.
Fort Worth ISD now works with several schools in the Stop 6 neighborhood. The area struggled for years with high employment and low incomes. Glenise Robinson is the Fort Worth Library Director. She says it's not just the schools that need to promote literacy.
What it means is that in each area, or anybody with whom I'm having some conversation, I can talk to them about the importance of literacy. And for me, I talk about it not from an educator point of view.
Yesterday's discussion was held at Tarrant County College and organized by United Way of Tarrant County. The Dallas Police and Fire Pension Board is officially asking for some of DART's money. City Council and Pension Board member Scott Griggs authored a non-binding resolution that would take a portion of the sales tax sent to DART and funnel it instead to the failing pension fund. The City Council approved the resolution 10-2. The transit agency says redirecting that bit of DART's sales tax revenue, more than $30 million a year, would mean significant service cuts. The state legislature is also working to fix the Dallas Pension Fund problem. The Texas House Pensions Committee this week advanced a bill to the full House. The key figure in the fix is a small-town Republican. State Representative Dan Flynn comes from Van, about an hour east of Dallas. He talked with Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
Were you surprised when you dug into this?
When the speaker called me in his office and wanted me to be the chairman of pensions, I told him, I said, I've been trying to avoid that committee for about 12 years, and now you're making me chairman. So I knew that there were some issues that were out there. I did not know what a crisis we had slipped into. There are 93 pensions in the state of Texas, not counting Houston and Dallas. 36 of them are actuarially unsound to the tune of $66 billion.
And it's unusual, isn't it, that the state legislature has this kind of domain over city pension systems?
Well, what the deal is the legislature, what we do is we allow them, we pass legislation to allow cities to have pension programs. Mm-hmm. And then local control is what we've always wanted. They run them. Now, when they get into a hole like the Dallas and Houston and several others are in, then we have to step in, because in the case of Dallas, for example, they've lost three different bond ratings, and they're dangerously close to losing another rating. And when that happens, then it could affect the state of Texas bond rating, and we enjoy the greatest bond rating that you can have. So that makes it a priority for us.
Mike Rawlings, the mayor of Dallas, spoke to your committee last week. He left optimistic that you might reach a compromise, yet he told the Dallas Morning News the city's being, quote, bamboozled. Some critics accuse him of moving the goalpost. How do you see it?
I think that at this point, and I told him, I didn't think that he was dealing in good faith, because everything that we have been doing, he's been right along with us all along, and what he's wanting to do is move back to where we started. And I'm highly offended that he would say that we've bamboozled him. I looked the word up in the dictionary, and I didn't like the definition.
The mayor says the city's being asked to hamstring vital services to guarantee a bailout for the pension fund. Do you see it that way?
No. I said there's three things that we need to accomplish. Number one, we got to bring the actuarial soundness. We got to be sure that the retired members that are retired will continue to have their pension. And then we want the new people coming in and the ones that are working right now to know that they're going to have a pension that is going to be viable for them when they start drawing it. And to say that it's a bailout, or to say that anyone has moved the goalposts, those have been our three requirements from the day one. We've been working on this really for almost 2 years. It seems like, I don't know whether he got a new lawyer, or I don't know whether maybe they finally read some of the work, but the bottom line is we've never moved the goalposts. We've outlined a program that I believe is one that has been agreed to as we go along. But every time we get what we believe is an agreement, then they want to take another issue out.
Well, at this point, do you even need the mayor? Can the legislature just, you know, impose a solution?
Well, I want to have a bill that works for the city. I don't want to put the city in a situation that they can't work with. But the pension board has a lot of blame or responsibility that they didn't own up to. And the city never did fill board member positions. And those board members that were there did not show up for meetings. And when you don't show up, you still have that fiduciary responsibility.
Now, in the same legislative session, you've been wrestling with the Dallas pension problems. You've also sent on a plan to take on Houston's pension issues. How differently have those two situations played out in Austin?
Well, in the Dallas situation, it was more of the pension board and the city were not getting along. In the Houston situation, basically, they were not putting the money into the plan that they were required to. So their approach has to be different. We don't do a cookie cutter. We like local control. We like for the local people to be able to solve their problems, and we'd like to be the arbitrator to help them in the event. And I've told them initially, I told them all, I said, if you don't fix it, I will. You will not like my fix. We're not going to allow pensions of the two largest cities in Texas go under.
Do you think it's good public policy to have legislators in Austin determining the future of pension systems in Dallas and Houston?
Well, if we're going to authorize a city to set up a pension, then we have to have oversight to it. And it's the way the law is written, they have the financial responsibility, but if they are letting it go under or they're letting it create problems, then because we authorized a plan or a pension, we have to step in or we would be neglectful in our responsibilities.
State Representative Dan Flint, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Today on NewsHour, America drops the largest non-nuclear bomb ever deployed in combat. It's reportedly killed 36 Islamic State militants in Afghanistan. Also, is North Korea about to conduct another nuclear test? We report from its capital. Also, you'll hear why Russia won't be taking part in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. NewsHour begins at 9. Expect a high today of 81.